Since 2013, only 21% of Wisconsin residents have obtained what's called a real ID. It's a new federal standard for driver's licenses and ID cards that is slowly being phased in. Next year, the Department of Homeland Security will officially begin requiring real ID cards to fly in the U.S. But Department of Motor Vehicles Deputy Administrator Christina Boardman says not to worry because Wisconsin has gotten an extension from the federal mandate until 2020.
So I think that's part of the reason that we don't have a lot of people doing it is that they don't see any consequences either way of having the product.
Boardman says those renewing now need to choose whether they want a real ID or not. The cost is the same, but extra documentation is needed to get a real ID license. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.